mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Jimmy Walter spent $3.5 million in TV, radio, and print ads exposing government involvement in 9/11. Now he's spending even more of his money in downtown Manhattan with trying to help with the lawsuits concerning all the asbestos and mercury and poison from the collapsed towers the government blocked funding for. And just keep a few more minutes here, but I wanted to get some more of your calls out of the way for Jimmy, who I appreciate joining us so long. Let's talk to Ross in Ohio, then John in Ohio. Ross, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention to any of the listeners that I have three executive orders. Executive Order 11,000, 11,002, and 11,004. 11,000 provides for the mobilization of all civilians into work brigades under the government supervision. 11,002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. And 11,004 provides for Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations and populations. I just wanted to tell people about these. I have all these and the complete text of these executive orders documented on my website I just put up. Is it okay if I mention it?
Yeah, go ahead.
The website is www.therevolutionist.tk. That's therevolutionist.tk.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Jimmy?
Yes, sir?
You know, these executive orders, I have the Senate hearings from 86 where they were talking about a secret plan for martial law then after terror attacks. I mean, they've had this plan for a long time.
Well, Alex, let's look at not just where they've been, but where they must be going. We know that they want total control. We know that they're expert at terrorist attacks. And we also know that the next big terrorist attack in the United States, the Constitution is toast, as Tommy Franks has told us. So, in my opinion, it's only a matter of time until they pull something, and it has to be bigger and badder than the last one. So, I'm very afraid for this country.
I agree. John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a number of things. But first, you know, Mark Twain once said that many Americans, he was speaking about the Spanish-American War and the lies that were used by the media and the government to manipulate opinion. And he said, many Americans thank God for the lies that the newspapers, the government, and the preachers tell them so they can sleep well at night while we slaughter people around the world. And, you know, I think that Eric should check out sources like globalresearch.ca, 9/11truth.org, and others, because you get the media is considered the mother's milk by many people when it's actually a rattlesnake. It's a poisonous rattlesnake. And I think that, you know, you have this attitude that they try to spread that you must be crazy if you believe in conspiracies, but they've got conspiracies coming out of your ears, whether it's framing up the former Soviet Union, China, Iraq, Iran, CIA, Al-Qaeda, Cuba, or whatever, just constant conspiracy if it's on the hit list of the CIA or their Pentagon to attack. But if you say that the people in this government that have perpetrated these crimes around the world are engaged in conspiracy, you must be nuts. And, you know, I think people have got, I think we should start taking names of people like Michael Savage and this Tony Blakely, who are the real treasonous traitors. And we should have a people's tribunal to decide their punishment for dragging us into unprovoked, unconstitutional wars, acts of wars secretly conducted against countries like Iran and Syria. And we should have them put on the griddle rather than the other way around. And I believe that the Democrats are, as Jimmy says, are equally responsible. I think these neocons said, even when they find out that we lied to them, the Democrats, the Republicans, and the corporate media will say, we've got to stay in Iraq, we've got to stay the course, and all of this kind of a mumbo-jumbo, rather than getting out, turning around.
All right, I hear you. Let me get a final comment from Jimmy Walter on the other side, then we're going to jump into some other news. PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, for the last hour and 20 minutes, we've been talking to Jimmy Walter, who's run $3.5 million worth of TV, radio, and print ads around the country exposing government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11. Now he's helping expose and fund lawsuits. And I know we're on 3 stations in upstate New York where a lot of the victims of the fallout's families live. So contact him and tell him about Jimmy's website and what he's doing, because he certainly does what he says he's going to do, my friends. Concerning all the asbestos and mercury and the rest of it from those towers, and how the government covered it up and blocked funding to the firemen and the police and many others, just the citizens, period. So Jimmy's been on about that and a whole host of other 9/11 issues. Jimmy, I want to thank you for coming on the show with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me, and keep promoting your work. You really are doing a great job, and keep this health issue in front of them, because there's no way they can dodge us. They can't say Arabs or hijackers caused them to lie about that poisonous air.
Absolutely. And the website one more time?
Go to reopen911.org and get your free DVD down at the bottom of the page about what it's all about. Thank you, Alex.
All right, Jimmy, take care. There goes Jimmy Walter, and I wish I was independently wealthy like that. I'd be giving my DVDs away, too, but I can't do it. In fact, I need your support, because I got 3 webmasters, and then another part-time employee, And then, of course, I've got to pay for computers and the systems and the office and all of it. And I don't talk a lot about money here on the broadcast because money really means nothing to me. It's a tool. Money is like gas I put in my gas tank. It's something I need to just run my life and finance what I'm up to. But your purchase of my videos, your purchase of my films and books, and the other great books and audio tapes and T-shirts and bumper stickers that we carry at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com make this broadcast and my websites possible. So please always keep that in mind. I know we've got a lot of callers here. I want to take a lot of calls in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. But first off, I want to comment on something that John in Ohio mentioned. John, we don't need people's tribunals to try the Michael Wieners and the Blakeleys of the world that want to put Americans in forced labor camps if we disagree with the government, who want to execute people like Cy Hirsch because he wrote a news article about covert wars, which are public. It's all over the foreign press. Cy Hirsch didn't break anything. We don't become them to fight them. We have grand juries. We have juries. And if somebody wants to call for putting people in camps and they're not a government official, that's their right to do it. But I have the right to expose them, and I have the right to show what monsters they are. And we use this whole left-right labeling here. You know, that's what the New American does. They do a great job in analyzing the Washington Times article written by Tony Blakely. They call him a communist commissar. Because this is what they did in communist countries, is they would go arrest you and put you before some people's tribunal, which were a bunch of minions of the system, and then send you to a gulag or worse. And so they expose Mr. Blakely as a communist or a Nazi, choose whichever command and control flavor you wish, and that's what he called for. He called, and he's got it right here, if found guilty, the accused faces death or imprisonment for any term or the years or for life. And he says, well, Cy Hirsch talked about how our troops have already invaded Iran, and how dare him. So he needs to be seized up and taken to a secret camp. There's already no arrest warrant, no charges. They just arrest people, building lots of nice little camps, and you watch 24, Threat Matrix, or any of these shows in the U.S. or England, they secretly arrest people for selling pot, and they explain to them, you're going to a camp the rest of your life because selling marijuana aids terrorists. And millions of Americans watch these shows, and the pot dealer has their children taken, and they cry as daddy's put in an armored truck and taken to a camp for the rest of his life. Why is TV showing pot dealers going to camps for the rest of their life? So that the weak-minded people that set their moral compass according to television will watch this. You know, your so-called conservative Fox has the shows where they send the man to the Enchanted Island with all the porno women who try to seduce them to have sex with them. How is that Christian and conservative? You know, desperate housewives trying to seduce teenage youth. How is this Christian and conservative? All these shows, every Fox show I've seen, and other networks as well, the male is bad, he's a bad role model, the woman is in command, the kids are out of control. It's designed to break down the family so you do not have that tribal unit that will defend against the corrupt state. They want that unit destroyed so you'll be assimilated into the greater whole. So they can institutionalize you on welfare or the criminal justice system or into the psychiatric system better. This is merging with the oneness of the New World Order. You ever read the book We? It's really the fountainhead of 1984 and Brave New World and THX 1138 and the rest of them. You want to read We, written by somebody who spent some time in a gulag. So he wrote a science fiction book of what he thought the world would be like in 2000. This was written like in 1925 or something. And Huxley points towards We. So did Eric Blair. You know him as George Orwell. This isn't a joke, people. This is scientific destruction of your mind, scientific destruction of individuality. The globalists know exactly what they're doing. And so when you flip on a channel, Saving Amy, this is the type of stuff listeners mail me, but every time I turn on TV, which is rare, I mean, I probably watch 2 hours a month now. Every time I'm in a restaurant and something's on the big screen TV, I'll say, turn that up, please. The cops are torturing somebody, and it's good that they're torturing them. Or I'm at the TV station, and shows are on in the background, and I watch them, and it's about how good torture is and how good Secret Arrest is. Or I turn on NYPD Blue, and you got to have a warrant to come in here. Whack them on the head. I don't need a warrant anymore. You know, and the good guys are doing this. When you... Shows like Judging Amy, where her mom's a judge and she's a CPS worker. I've seen 2 episodes of it, and in both episodes they're grabbing homeschoolers' children. Homeschooling parents' children. There's a woman who believes the UN is corrupt and the IMF is taking over. And so it turns out that she's evil because she believes this, so they take her children. I mean, it's just, you turn it on and there it is. And then you read the Associated Press. And all over the country, they've got drills where homeschooler parents come and kill all the children, and they put fake blood on the children and go, the homeschoolers are going to kill you! And the kids cry, and they have drills with men with machine guns running around, and the children cry, and they all learn homeschoolers. I mean, this is... The Soviet Union didn't have re-education camps this good. This is high-tech, folks. And you're busy talking about, I think Bush is conservative. I associate my power with him. I reflected glory. George Bush is a gibbering, mindless, gun-grabbing, Ten Commandment-hating puppet. Oh, man. And then I just, every week now, Ann Coulter, we just need to start nuking people. We need to kill more civilians. We need to arrest people who disagree with the government. Michelle Malkin, put people in camps. The case for camps. Put everyone in camps. Tony Blakely, we need to seize up. And I've got his quotes here about it's time to give up our freedoms. I'm actually looking at the quotes. It's time for America. You know, the police state is here, but it isn't bad. A police state is good. And it's time for us to give up our freedoms. And it's time to arrest people and execute them. Yes, let's take the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer who exposed the CIA and Project Phoenix and who exposed flying out the Taliban and al-Qaeda to safety and all this. Let's take him. And let's kill him. Yes, let's kill reporters openly in the newspaper. Hi, I'm Tony Blakely. I'm an editor at the Washington Times. Let's start killing journalists. Folks, they're not introducing these ideas for nothing. You understand? In fact, you don't believe me. Let me just find quotes here. Federal prosecutors should review the information disclosed by Mr. Hirsch to determine whether or not his conduct falls within the prescribed conduct of the state. If found guilty, the accused faces death or imprisonment for any term of years or for life. But I've got all these quotes here. Blakely has previously spoken of the supposed need for media to become an appendage of the executive branch. Quote, the media should be falling in line, close quote. He complained in an interview with the January 17, 2002 issue of the Insight magazine. The danger is great enough for us to cut back now on civil liberties. It is all a question of balance. And he goes on to say, this is something that has to happen. This is for good. I'm trying to find, it's a huge article. I'm trying to find the quotes here where he talks about giving up freedoms. Folks, it's just out of control. I mean, imagine writing a science fiction book 50 years ago where in America you turn on the TV and they're doing torture in front of everybody and torture is good and then in the real world they're doing drills where parents that homeschool their own children are terrorists and they dump fake blood all over the children and tell them they're coming to get you, they're coming to kill you. I mean, it's mind control. It's what a cult would do. Imagine Jim Jones if he was doing that. Those that aren't with us, why, they want to kill you. Let's do a drill where the authorities come in and pour blood on you. You know, let's do a drill. I mean, it's just like, it's just cult cuckoo land. They're mass brainwashing us. Your calls are coming up when we get back. I got a Bush administration official saying they control reality.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit the Power Market.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I've got a little 4 or 5 minute Bush worship montage from the inauguration last week. That's coming up right now. Let's go to your calls. I then want to get into how they're going to use MRIs to actually manipulate your brain. And everybody will have to go under these to decide if we're mentally ill or not. And then if we are, they're going to force treatment with the new special brain scanners that are so high-powered they actually change brain chemistry. This is the Times of London, you name it, in front of me. And then I, strangely enough, I saw this article Saturday, and then, strangely enough, on Sunday I heard an NPR, like, 20-minute report on it, and it was so scary. because it was all positive, you know, how they were pushing it. Her mind wasn't good, but the scanner helped her. We'll find all those that are really ill. Let's talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there, Alex. There's a story on CBSNews.com about this is No Name Calling Week. This is an initiative developed by the New York-based Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, which seeks to ensure that schools safely accommodate students of all sexual orientation.
Yeah, and that's thought crime stuff where they then get to go into the schools and recruit your children and go, would you like to come to one of our meetings or learn more? I mean, that'd be like if a group of men came in and said, we're here to visit with your cheerleader daughters to make sure that they're not have a bad view of sex. We'd like to, I mean, literally, folks, it's for recruiting in the schools. Keep sex, period, out of the schools.
Well, it says here that this author, James Howe, the openly gay author of The Misfits, deals with much-tainted middle schoolers, one of them gay, who ran for student council on a platform advocating the end to nasty name-calling. And then it says in here that in Iowa, Pleasant Valley School Board forced teachers to stop reading it out loud to elementary school classes.
Stop reading what out loud?
This book, The Misfit, where it makes the gay students the heroes of the...
Well, of course. I mean,
yeah.
You're not supposed to have books in school about sex, period.
Well, especially to an 8-year-old.
And then it's all this gay stuff. It's out of control.
Well, it says here, too, that Michigan Governoress Jennifer Granholm issued a proclamation recognizing the event. And more than 40 national organizations have enlisted as partners, including the Girl Scout, the National Association of Elementary and Secondary School Principals, and the National Education Association.
Yeah, leave our children alone. Leave their innocence alone. Let me tell you something. I read mainstream articles out of Massachusetts and other areas over the years where they take 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds to these workshops at the schools, and they take them to a local college. And they have them shit in dormitories. And then, again, tapes of this have been released. I can't even play them on air. They're there telling 12-year-olds stuff that, you know, adults shouldn't even know about. I mean, I'm talking about stuff I'm not even going to mention on air, folks. This is mainstream news like it's normal. Imagine, your child's supposed to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. Instead, they're being bussed. You know, if it's not a Harry Potter movie, it's to the local college. To have them teach them a different sexual, if you even call it sex, things they can do.
Well, who is a prepubescent boy going to have sex with except with a child molester?
Hey, exactly. Sir, listen, I read the news articles on air years ago, and people complained. Okay, I would tell you what they, I mean, this is all over the country. I mean, this is stuff that, you know, that I didn't hear about until I was in college. I mean, even hear about.
And when I got there, I heard enough of it.
Well, let me tell you, sir, this is, you know, this is stuff that'll kill you. I mean, you know, it's the, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just, I mean, and you hit the nail on the head. There was one thing where they told them, if an older man wants to meet with you in a parking lot, it's not bad, do it. And it's funny you mentioned that. That was one of the things I could mention. The other stuff was, well, it's where somebody puts their arm somewhere. And this is, they were teaching them, this is a loving, good thing to do.
Well, that's what they were always trying to sign you up for when I was in college, with these group encounter sessions like that.
Yeah, where you go and they teach you how to, it said it's very loving and to do this for your partner.
Fondle who's ever sitting next to you, you know?
More than that, the stuff they were teaching 10 and 12-year-olds is literally stuff that I didn't even ever hear about, you know, at some party where somebody's talking about something gross until I was 20-something years old. They're going to take... It's incredible. Hey, thanks for the call. You talk about evil, folks. It's upon us everywhere. And it's horrible. It's unspeakable. But imagine, you send your child off to school. Well, it's like this. You got to have a permission slip for your daughter or your son to go to the mall with the school, or to go to the planetarium or the zoo. But to go have an abortion, they don't even need a note in most states. Well, they don't need a note for this either, boy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to cover some other news. I also want to take your calls, but I want to play this clip. This is a little compilation that Ryan, one of my great employees, put together. And it could be hours of this, but this is just a little bit of it, of the literal worship of Lord Bush at the coronation last week. So here it is. And then we'll be right back after we play this clip. This clip, by the way, is on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. We're trying to stream it off the web, but it's trying to connect right now. So it should...
Correspondent James Rosen is live with a look at this day of pageantry, pride, patriotism, and once again, James, marching bands.
A whole lot of drumming and trumpets. Good afternoon to you, John, and to our viewers. President Bush spent the first minutes of his second term vowing to heal divisions in American society and pledging his help to those across the world who are suffering political oppression and longing for freedom. The president never uttered the word Iraq and never spoke of American troops returning home.
All who live in tyranny and hopelessness can know the United States will not ignore your oppression. For as long as whole regions of the world simmer in resentment and tyranny, prone to ideologies that feed hatred and excuse murder, violence will gather and multiply in destructive power. Freedom tyranny, freedom, 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 tyranny, freedom, freedom, tyranny, tyranny, permanent tyranny.
Look at the number of uniformed personnel, all of them armed. It's estimated there are 60,000 armed and uniformed members of law enforcement here. Roughly one police officer or soldier tasked to this duty per every four or five spectators, the highest ratio in history.
You've driven around this city, Chris, the last couple of days. Brian and I were talking about it. It was close to an armed camp.
Coming in, you had to get hand padded down. You had to go through a magnetometer. You had to have your bag hand searched.
There is only one force of history that can break the reign of hatred and resentment and expose the pretensions of tyrants.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George W. Bush, and First Lady Laura Bush. Wait to them. Let them know that you love America.
And this is a love of material success, of even flaunting of wealth and furs. This isn't the cloth coat republicanism that may have turned the tide in November. This is a bold statement of we've got it, we're going to flaunt it, we're going to have some fun. The selection of clothing was excellent.
Oh, by the First Lady, absolutely. She's looking resplendent in her winter white. She looks absolutely stunning. Oh, she's beautiful. She looks so pretty.
The First Lady was truly breathtaking when she came out. It was one of those moments where up on the stand you could almost hear an audible sigh as she came out. She really was sort of a vision in the white dress, winter white, I believe would be the proper term.
There's a sense of a little friskier second term for the First Lady.
Well, and you know, the president is looking very sharp today, too. I think there's a calmness about him. There's a certain serenity that we're seeing in President Bush.
Look at this serenity.
He's wearing a blue tie.
And that says?
He almost always wears a blue tie.
Well, this president has always worn sort of a baby blue or a royal blue tie.
Royal blue is what I like.
Yeah.
That blue tie, is that a sign of royalty? And, God, we're running out of things to say, except here we are looking at the royal family in a sense. They look so great.
Oh, I think they're adorable.
Apparently, when they show up, they don't have to wait in line. They go right to the front. They are cutie pies, as I've said before.
Remember, don't you, when there was that unpleasantness in Texas about the drinking age with the two
of them? Yeah, about the guy that
they were mostly
this hopeless guy who dialed 911 because one of these girls ordered a tequila or something. 911, and one of them is it's great because it's the one that's sort of the fun one. You can have a lot of fun with this. Is it just generalized? They're serious one in dark hair. It's like the Archie Andrews comic.
We've seen a number of faces, and of course, the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has some FaceTime today.
We don't know what to make of the fact that he seemed to be so much a part of the winner's circle, do we? We don't know why he was so much in evidence today.
Well, he's the Republican governor of the most populous state in the union, who is very supportive. He's his old friend of 41's.
What are your thoughts today? Do you have any thoughts about the possibility of changing the Constitution so that someday you could be sitting in the good seats up front?
Well, first of all, I'm having an excellent seat here, sitting with all the governors here from this great country. And to me, as a foreigner, when you come over here, this means, I think, and I know it means a lot to the American people, but it means even more to me, because I've watched every inauguration on television all life since I've come to this country in 1968, and I get very emotional about events like that. This is really terrific, and I think this is a very unique time.
The new order of the ages. 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 The new order of the ages.
All right, we'll go ahead and go to your calls now quickly. Lynn in Pennsylvania. Lynn, go ahead.
Hi, that was quite a show there.
Look at your leader. Worship him.
Hey, what I caught right off the bat was 6,000. Police officers?
I was going to mention that. It was 66,000, but he goes 6,000, 66,000.
Yeah. I wondered if there was actually another 6 there.
No, he said 666. No, I picked up on that, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, I picked it up right away.
No, it was like, who's the Reagan son who's got the show on MSNBC? He goes, ooh, Arnold Schwarzenegger loves to go to the 666 Club. Oh, it's such a fancy club. Only the elite go to the 666 Club.
Well, that was actually the reason, one of the reasons why I called you. If you actually go to the Bible, you will see so many 12. Of course, 11s are under 12, right? You know, there's 12 apostles and 12 saints, and the little girl that died and Jesus brought her back to life, she was 12 years old. And the girl that touched the cloak, and she had that bleeding disorder, she had it for 12 years. And when the...
Okay, so ma'am, what's your point, though?
The point is, 11, is, last Thursday I was listening to your show.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the Illuminati being obsessed with 11s and 6s?
Yes, they are.
Well, there's why.
Tell you what, I'm going to play a clip for you. This is our great leader. We have to interrupt broadcasting for this right now. Go ahead.
The President of the United States, George W. Bush, and First Lady Laura Bush. Word to them. Let them know that you love America. Word to them. Let them know that you love America.
All right. Anything else, Lynn?
Oh, well, yes. My point is, in the Bible has so many 12. The devil is under God. He is less than God. That's why they use the 11th.
All right, thanks for the call. The elite is obsessed with numerology. Let us now go ahead and go to Bob in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, hello, AJ.
Hello.
I want to bring up two things. One, there was a steady note. I would say it was in the order of 2,000 cycles on the high side of the frequency. I was listening on 9985.
You're talking about listening to us on shortwave, and you heard something over there. There's all sorts of stuff on radio, period, much less shortwave.
There's no modulation on it. I just thought I'd tell you. Now, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, back in 1962, there was a plane, TWA, that crashed into the Empire State Building?
No, that's not what happened. It was in 1943 in a heavy fog bank, bomber crashed into it on maneuvers.
No, I'm not talking about that one.
Oh, really? Well, I'm ignorant then. I thought that was the only time the Empire State Building was hit by a plane.
No, the plane crashed into the Empire State Building, and I happened to be playing records at a radio station that night, and I had to take it off the telephone.
Wow, so I wonder why I never heard of that.
Well, they're too young.
Well, I know about what happened in 1943.
Well, yeah, in 1940.
So what happened with the plane? How big was the plane?
It was an airliner. I don't know anything more about it.
Really? And it hit the world, the Empire State Building?
Yes. And it did not bring down the building.
Hmm.
So,
well, I know the bomber that hit it didn't. No, it didn't even knock anything over.
I was kind of worried because one of the members of the church was a flight engineer.
Uh-huh.
And he said, no, he wasn't on that plane. He might have been, he said.
Okay.
Very matter-of-factly. And let it go at that. Well, he was a flight engineer for TWA. And the point is that if that plane crashing into the Empire State Building did not damage the building to the point of had to be torn down or something.
Yeah, well, they say they blew up the towers, so that's public. Thanks for the call. Very interesting call, Bob. Let's talk to Dr. William Deagle. Doc, how you doing?
Just great. Your first guest is really important, what he's saying. Jimmy Walter?
Yes.
Dr. Lieberman, who's the head of our American Academy of Environmental Medicine that I'm a member of, has a position statement out on the Twin Towers. When those towers went down, there was 100,000 tons of glass. Some of the particles, they estimate, were carried 10 to 20,000 miles. There was 5,000 tons of asbestos released in those buildings. That's why it was like snow.
I think more than 5,000 tons.
At least 5,000. Just
there were ton after ton after ton per building.
Right, 5,000 per building. Yeah, just asbestos that was on the tower support beams. The building was just full of it, and also the amount of this is an actual fact that our association has actually done some reviewing of the amount of dioxins and dibenzofurans released when those old-style generators and step-down transformers were in the walls of the building. When they were incinerated, when that building came down, the amount of dioxins and dibenzofurans in Manhattan was so high, they should have evacuated the whole area. But that's why they have this World Trade Center cough syndrome and the toxic heavy metals, asbestos, and everything. That's why you can do a high-speed CT scan or a high-resolution MRI and see it all.
Well, I have the new scientists. They scan the firefighters' lungs and police lungs, and it's all full of it.
Oh, you can see it white out.
And but they don't get any treatment, though.
It's ridiculous. It actually, there should be a federal class action lawsuit against.
There is. That's what Jimmy Walter's getting involved in.
Well, I'd say if he should contact Dr. Lieberman at the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, he's going to get lots of data. We have tons of data.
Well, you ought to go to Jimmy's site and email him and get in contact.
I will indeed. What's his website?
I don't have it in front of me.
But I'll track him down through the internet. But I just wanted to mention that because that's very important. The people in that end of the city. And those materials double, believe it or not, the world concentration of dioxins and dibenzofurans that are
it released more than a volcano. Yeah,
right. It doubled the whole concentration in the world of those two pollutants that are the most dangerous pollutants we know worldwide.
Thanks for the call. Very interesting. Good to hear from you, Tim in Ohio. Last caller. Then I got a few news items. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, buddy.
Quick question here. Robert P.M. Barnett Harp and his little Constitution or the Pentagon's new map, how do they all fit in together? I haven't had a chance to do a cross-reference on what he talks about in the book as the, you know, they talk about the core New World Order countries and these fringe countries. It would be interesting to see how many of those were destroyed in the tsunami.
Well, they list almost every third world country for invasion and takeover, and they openly say it's for world government, and the Pentagon works for the world government. I mean, that was on C-SPAN.
Did you hear that HAARP was actually sold to a British company, ABB?
Yeah, that was like 5 years ago.
Right, and you know that ABB is a subsidiary of Roker International, which is headquartered in Israel?
Yeah, ABB is actually Swiss, and the head of the board on that was Donald Rumsfeld when they gave the reactors to North Korea.
Ah, Mr. Aspartame.
Yeah, whether it's Terminator genes at Monsanto or aspartame or giving Saddam chemical and bioweapons, anything super evil, reactors in North Korea, it's Rumsfeld is an actual demon. I mean, literally, he like flies around like a shadow. If it's wicked, you find him behind it.
It's unbelievable. Tax time's coming up, too. I was wondering if we could hear from Bob Schultz on your show or perhaps Irwin Schiff. What happened to him, Irwin Schiff, you know?
I don't know. He's still out there doing his thing.
He's doing his thing? That's good. Those guys are definitely in the same grouping as you, Patriots for True Americans, and we appreciate your work.
Well, I appreciate you, Tim. Take care. All right. Some of the other news that I have here, it's all very, very, very important. Is the move to put every child in America under an MRI. And there's new advanced types that actually pick up cellular level activity in the brain, electrochemical activity. And you see, the quacks are being exposed for claiming, these non-medical doctors, these psychologists, claiming everybody's mentally ill. And the drug companies write and pay to have all these new diagnoses to widen the net every year. And they're trying to push a movement to force us to go on all these drugs, New Freedom Initiative. Well, now become aware of not just brain scanners, but magnetic resonance systems that actually change the brain. So, if we say you're ill, we're going to forcibly magnetize areas of your brain and change your brain function. It's akin to a lobotomy or electroshock therapy. And we're also going to force you to go under these to see, quote, if you're mentally ill. Now, this is from the London Telegraph. The day my brain was turned off by a magnet. Snap, as the machine fires the first magnetic pulse, my scalp feels like it's being pinched and puckered. And then it goes on to describe the first practical demonstration of the TMS made 20 years ago by Professor Anthony Baker, the University of Sheffield. Since then, it has become a relatively simple, non-invasive, and usually painless way to interfere with the workings of the most complex known object in the universe, the human brain. And now they say they can, with 40 seconds of magnetic stimulation, do whatever they want to the brain. I was happy to become a guinea pig as Professor Rothwell shoots electrical pulses through a copper coil the shape of a figure 8 held against my scalp. Then it goes into his brain and changes his brain chemistry. And, oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Then I heard NPR Sunday do a 20-minute special on this. We're just all going to be strapped in for our own good.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Just running through some of the news here. Probe of Boston University lab illnesses look to be lurking contaminant. It's a laboratory, and they don't know how they released a deadly biovirus, but it's no big deal. The government's going to build 3 dozen more of these in major populated areas around the country. Iraq's defense minister wants to hand Shalibi over to Jordan, where he was convicted for stealing $300 million. This is who they first wanted to run Iraq, but he demanded more cash, and so he fell out of favor. Now they've got a new criminal, his cousin Lowy, running things, who's frankly worse, if it's possible. And guess why they're going to arrest him? Not for all the crimes, but they say that he made disparaging remarks about the Iraqi government, and that is illegal. That's right. You can go read the AFP, AP articles about this. That's the democracy, the freedom over there. Because if you make disparaging remarks about the government, you're arrested. So, boy, that is real-life freedom. Well, it's like what the Washington Times editor is saying, Mr. Blakely. He's saying, hey, you disagree with the government? That's aiding terrorists? We want to execute you. All right. Well, freedom. Pakistan joins the U.S. in attacking Iran over support for terror. London Telegraph. Pakistan's got nukes our government helped them develop. Pakistan's teetering can be taken over any day. They got missiles that can hit the U.S. They're like North Korea, but worse. That is how advanced their stuff is. I mean, it's just crazy. You got nuclear weapons. You're bad, Iran, by the way, because you're developing peaceful systems. Unbelievable. It just gets so crazy. There's been all these taser deaths, 70-plus, in the last couple of years. More and more deaths now on a weekly basis. And so the answer is Taser International is going to strengthen the power of the taser. They say that is the answer to handling all of this. And I had a quote here somewhere printed out from the New York Times, the Bush administration official, saying, we actually make reality. Doesn't matter what you think or say, or if we say we didn't ever say there were weapons of mass destruction. When we say something, it becomes reality. I mean, it's actually total cuckoo behavior. But they're not stupid. They know that in this insane world with mass mental illness that they've actually created, and they call normalcy mental illness, they know that this becomes reality. From an article by Ron Suskind in the New York Times in the summer of 2002, after I had written an article in Esquire that the White House didn't like about Bush's former communications director, Karen Hughes, I had a meeting with a senior advisor to Bush. He expressed the White House's displeasure, and then he told me something that at the time I didn't fully comprehend, but which I now believe gets to the very heart of the Bush presidency. The aide said that guys like me were in what we call the reality-based community, which he defined as people who believe, these are quotes, that solutions emerge from your judicious study of disciplined reality and discernible reality. I nodded and murmured something about enlightened principles, and he cut me off. That's not the way the world really works anymore, he continued. We are an empire now. And we act, we create our own reality, and while you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will, we act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too, and that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and all of you will be left to just study what we will do. So we make reality, we're God. That's what O'Brien says to Winston as he tortures him in 1984. You see, he says, Winston, if it's in your mind that I'm holding up five fingers but you only see one, I control your mind. I control reality. PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless.
Hello, folks.